Auckland Grey Power is pleased to sponsor this edition of Senior Focus.
Welcome, everyone. And I'm filling in for Richard Barter today. I'm Anne-Marie Currie, so I'm your presenter today. And this week I've decided that it's time we did a bit more music and a bit less talk. And so I'm going to play a few tracks that are a selection of jazz and things that I hope you'll enjoy. But basically Richard's away in Christchurch and I'm filling in for him, and then he's going to do a session for me when I'm away on the following weekend. And overnight we've had the announcement of the big news of the tail end of the year, that the election results, while known on the election polling day, didn't deliver us a government because it's the MMP. And last night we had a speech by the Right Honourable Winston Peters, stating that he was going with Labor and that the Greens would be part of that coalition, in the sense that they would offer support and supply in voting in the House. But the actual government is going to be a New Zealand First / Labor government with the Greens in support. Now, given that big announcement, there was a bit of reaction. I mean, there was a drop in the dollar by about a cent in its transaction value. But there was, I think, some sighs of relief in some quarters and some anticipation in others and some angst in others. But I can see that there's going to be a robust parliament with a very focused opposition, because there's plenty of elected national MPs going to be active. And at this, by the same token, there's going to be things that were offered in development, like light rail in Auckland, travelling down Dominion Road. That's going to come much earlier. We might not see it in this term of government, but certainly the plans will be brought forward. And where it was 30 years away, it's going to be much, much closer. And recently I learnt that they're putting light rail down George Street in Sydney, and they're taking out the car parking completely, but there will be delivery service options for businesses so that people will be able to receive goods up until a certain time in the morning, whether it's 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock, I'm not quite sure, but certainly they'll be able to deliver and get in and get out. But pedestrians are what it's all about, and encouraging people to walk in the city and catch the light rail when and where they need it. And they've experimented with light rail before, and the monorail, and some of it's still running in Sydney. It's very similar to the airport train, actually. It's not very different once you're inside it. But I think this will be really experimental, and seeing how it goes and how it functions, how it connects with cycling, whether people can take cycles on board, whether there's provision for them to be parked. It's a bit awkward travelling on trains quite often with cycles, when you have to constantly keep an eye on your cycle. So having shelving or parking or bike stands inside trains and light rail is preferable, so it'll be interesting to see. Likewise, in Canberra, they're moving into light rail, and right down the centre of the main drag out of town, north, Northbourne Avenue as it's known, there's going to be light rail there, and already they've got photographs of what it's going to look like on the screen printed on the fences all around the area that they've cordoned off. And where there were trees growing down the centre of the road, now they've been removed. So they plan to have it in the next 3 years. So it'll be interesting to see how long it takes and what form it takes and how often it stops and so on. I guess that it's similar to trams of the old days, and they were great. They were great for business. They were great for socialising. Lots of dates and things were conducted on trams, and lots of people romanced around tram trips, and they were the heart and soul of the city. So bringing back light rail into Auckland is a great move, and it's going to benefit people enormously. Some people feel it's too much money to spend, and you know, we should have more buses, and buses are a known choice. Why aren't we supporting more buses? But one thing that we've noticed, those of us who've been studying transport, is that it's a no-brainer to compare light rail and buses when light rail takes $4.50 an hour and buses only take about, not an hour per trip. 450 people can travel on a light rail trip, whereas the same trip by bus, you maybe have 85, and maybe for the double decker, you have 120. But you have all sorts of other issues too. So, like, for example, where do you park the buses once they get to town? Because we're reaching saturation point. We haven't got anywhere to park these buses once they reach their destination. You can't have them running circular non-stop, so they have to park somewhere. The drivers have to go for breaks and so on. So where do you and how do you accommodate all that? So there are issues, and light rail is a solution to many of them. So it'll be interesting to see just how they progress in Sydney and Canberra, how quickly, how efficiently, and how much difference it makes. Now, I would, of course, like to, in due course, interview someone on this light rail issue, and the obvious person is Phil Twyford, but as cabinet positions are not announced yet, it's hard to know whether he's going to end up in housing or transport, as he's featured in both policy areas of Labor. So let's wait and see, and then we can, if necessary, find the right people to interview on this very important topic area. Also, of course, the Auckland Council are going ahead with a long-term plan project of budget and spend, and they have to go out to consultation on that and on the Auckland Plan refresh, and that will take place at the end of February to the end of March next year. And so we'll interview people on the program about that, about what the choices and options are there, and what the future holds for us and what is the best way forward. So that will be really interesting. Now, today's music, straight up, we're having Catchbull at 4, the album by Cat Stevens. And why have I chosen that? Because Cat Stevens himself is coming here to do concerts in December. I gather they're over $100, so you might have to ask for your Christmas present in advance. But keep it. Can't Keep It In, track 5, is the one I've selected today to play because it reminds me of the era in which Cat Stevens was frequently on the radio, and we very much enjoyed his music back in the day. So hope you enjoy this today.
I can't keep it in, I can't keep it in, I've got to let it out. I've got to show the world, the world's got to see, see all the love, love that's in me. I said, why walk alone, why worry when it's warm over here? You've got so much to say, say what you mean, mean what you think and take anything. Oh, why must you waste your life away? You've got to live for today, then let it go. Oh, lover, I wanna spend this time with you. There's nothing I wouldn't do if you let me know. Oh, oh.
up for your love. Love heats my blood. Blood spins my head and my head falls in love. Oh. Way to live your life, you allow too much to go by, and that won't do. No, lover, I wanna have you here by my side. Now don't you run, don't you hide while I'm with you. Oh, oh, and I can't keep it, I can't keep it, I've gotta let it out. I've gotta show the world. World's gotta see, see all the love, love that's in me. I said, why walk alone? Now why worry when it's warm over here? You've got so much to say, say what you mean. Mean what you think, think anything. Why not? Now why not?
Welcome back, and if you've just joined us, this is Senior Focus, and I'm Anne-Marie, your presenter. And Grey Power is the sponsor, and I would like to suggest that this program is more about music and less talk, but I have mentioned in the early stage of this program that last night the decision was announced about the election outcome in terms of the choice of government. And, of course, you'll be listening to this on Sunday, the 22nd of October, and last night will have not been an election announcement. You will have known for a few days that we have a Labor Greens New Zealand First left-wing government, but we have a agreement of to be a coalition between New Zealand First and Labour with Greens in support. And this is an interesting outcome, one that we couldn't have all predicted with any certainty, but it's MMP. And so if you'll forgive me for saying last night, because I'm making the program on Friday before the long weekend, so that I can go away, and so I can cover for Richard Barter at the same time. Now, in the discussions in the lead-up to the election, Grey Power is, of course, at pains to be reasonably neutral. I, as a president, don't belong to any parties, and we, in turn, advocate and lobby to all parties in Parliament to ensure that there is a better outcome for seniors, that their needs are not invisible and that they are known and considered when policies are discussed around the Cabinet table. And it's very pleasing to us that in the last government there was a senior person whose role as Minister for Seniors was acknowledged in the Cabinet, that she was in the top dozen or so around the Cabinet table, and achieved some spends that were of great benefit to older people, particularly around the area of elder abuse and providing support systems, providing opportunities to investigate and gather data and to respond to people's need around this area. And the 0800 number that's been set up in the last 12 months, which enables people to ring in and register their concerns about someone else's potential elder abuser or about their own. I think it's a very valuable service, and that's the benefit of having a Minister for Seniors in the Cabinet. So we would hope that we're not going to lose out, that when the decisions are made, there will be a senior portfolio held inside Cabinet. And so another consideration in this wash-up of the election is to see whether, in fact, some of the policies that were announced as potential things that might happen if government changed, to see whether any of these come to fruition, because not all policies that were talked about in the election lead-up will actually become a reality. Some won't be affordable, and some will not be approved by another party that's in government in the coalition, and some will have different priorities now that people in government see how much money they've got to spend and how they have to allocate it. So one of the things that is top of mind when I talk to various seniors about their reaction of the, towards the election and the outcome of the MMP decision was whether or not the suggested policy of Labor's to give senior citizens a grant to cover their power bills in winter or to contribute towards them, some $460, I believe it was going to be, as a non-means-tested assistance given to all seniors, probably through applying to MSD the way they do to get on the pension. So we'll be looking to see how this gets enacted and when it becomes a reality for people. But I'm sure it would help some people right now who are still in debt paying off their winter power bill. And it would help those people who've been unlucky enough to get to the stage where their power has been cut off. It would help them get the power back on, no doubt. There are many areas of greater concern than that, but at least some of these very specific policies that are directed at seniors, these will be the ones that we'll look at initially to see which ones are flying and which ones are being implemented and when they're going to be implemented. So listen up, because we'll give announcements on the program as we become aware of these things. And just now, I want us to listen to the next track, which is Round Midnight, and it's a very exciting opportunity for me, because it's one of my favourite albums, Jazz at Midnight, and I think everyone will enjoy it very much. So without more ado, we'll switch to that, and then we'll come back and talk some more and have some more music. Thank you. thank you very much for your tuning in again. And that was Miles Davis and John Coltrane, one of my favourites, Around Midnight. And it was from the Jazz at Midnight album. Now, this reflection on the election decision, I was talking with one or two seniors who have a lot to do with grey power and policies and have worked in inside grey power for the well-being of seniors for a number of years. And I said, oh, what's your reaction to the news? And they were very positive, actually. And what they were saying to me was, oh, well, it's good because Winston's quite a good money manager. He'll keep a firm eye on the tiller and he'll keep control of things. He's worked with Labor before. He's worked with Helen Clark. So he's also knows what it's like to be someone starting out in Parliament or someone who's new to being Prime Minister and having that responsibility. And so he'll be a great support to Jacinda Ardern. And looking at the sort of collaboration that's been going on, the conversations between Tracy Martin of New Zealand First and Jan Logie and how they presented together very well on stage at various functions in Auckland during the lead-up to the election, there's already good working relationships in existence amongst the Coalition and amongst the Greens, working with Labor and with New Zealand First. So I really feel a sense of optimism myself about what could come out of this. New Zealand has led the world in social policy and in providing quality of life for people and hope. And it's possible that New Zealand could do this again. But certainly the New Zealand that I grew up in, we didn't have people begging in the streets and we didn't have huge numbers unemployed. And the sort of picture that we've got now is really not one that's conducive to giving us confidence as a country. So I'd hope that within 3 years that we'll see a different sort of New Zealand. And that's my take on it. But anyway, National had plans to do things in the social space and hopefully they won't be too antagonistic to the plans that do come out and we can all get on and see a better country with people more focused and more productive. Now, the good news is that New Zealand Super is staying at 65, and the even better news that the Cullen Fund will be now supported again and will be going full steam ahead into the future and providing some certainty for those people who've lost a lot in the finance companies and so on who can't provide for their own super for varying reasons. They can look forward to an ongoing New Zealand Super. So that's something that is part of Grey Power policy, and we're very delighted to know that that's as secure as it's ever been. And last but not least, to go out today, I have chosen a track from the very best of Dave Brubeck, one of my very good CDs, and Disc 3, and the track that I've chosen is track 6, which is entitled Somewhere, and I invite you to enjoy that. And next week, Richard will be with you again. Bye.